Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, sitting here in the studio with the legend himself, the all-pro defensive end for the Rams, played for the New York Giants, was briefly hanging out with the New England Patriots, taught them a thing or three, and then went on to the great acting career. Hunter, everything else, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Welcome, Fred.
Hey, thanks. What did the grape say to the elephant after he stepped on him?
What did the grape say to the elephant after he stepped on him? Yeah, squish me? What is it?
No, he just, nothing. He just gave out a little whine. So that starts to...
That's the show.
That gives you an idea of where we're headed.
You going on stage soon? Is it one of those weeks where you're going to be doing your stand-up act?
See, if we had our board set up there, you'd give me a rim shot.
Right, hey, if we had it set up, I would have a rim shot for you. I would, but well, we're not set up for that yet.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get it by next week. I have this feeling.
I'm sure we will.
Lots to talk about on the show today. We're going to be talking about Antonio Brown. We're going to be chatting a little bit about the wild card and getting into the playoffs and what's going on and all that good stuff. Now, Fred Dreyer, how's your week been going? What have you been up to? Anything exciting?
I've just been doing a bunch of stuff.
You've been kind of underground. I haven't heard much from you.
Yeah, I've just been... You know, when I have a bunch of stuff to do, I kind of creep up on it and attack it. Yeah, whether it's my garage, which I have my garage now in pretty good shape.
So you've been cleaning the garage, is that?
Yeah, I had boxes and boxes. I had probably 100 plus boxes of stuff. That I had the shredding company come over.
Oh, these were records. How
and
old?
These guys, if you guys have ever had anything shredded,
yep.
You know, you can put it in the car and take it down there. They'll shred it for you. Or they'll drive that big diesel truck over to your house, park it up on the driveway, and say, what do you got?
Yeah.
And they opened up the back doors, and they turned that machine on, and I'm telling you, all the neighbors come out.
Kind of like a chipper when they take your trees
exactly
down,
what it's like. And you can throw... anything.
What'd you put in there? You experimented. I know you did.
I threw in a lot of VHS tapes.
And it went through?
And they just ground into nothing.
You could have sold those for big bucks.
No, you can't.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey.
Hey, Bench. What are you doing?
I'm rubbing my blue emu on.
Well, you ready to go fishing?
Fishing?
You said we were going fishing this morning.
I have 10 Gold Glove awards.
Oh, here we go again.
Johnny Bench doesn't go fishing.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny Bench goes catching. Blue Emu supports healthy muscles and joints. Blue Emu, it works fast and you won't stink. Available at nationwide retailers and Amazon.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
The Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer is pushing the limits of how affordable a Sea-Doo can be. Right now, not only are we offering up to $1,200 off select 2018 GTI and Spark models, we're also giving you 0% financing for 36 months. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. Escape the everyday at your local BRP dealer. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
At the Home Depot, we appreciate pros. That's why we created Pro Extra, built just for pros with exclusive benefits like volume pricing, purchase tracking, and paint rewards. Plus, now pros can save even more time with the new Pro Experience on the Home Depot app. Find products fast in-store, access special member savings, and use the new Pro Extra virtual ID at checkout. All from the convenience of your phone. Become a Pro Extra member today and receive $20 off your next in-store purchase. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Lots of things to talk about today. First off, it looks like they have outlawed tobacco so much, or put penalties on it, that this vaping thing has gotten out of control, Fred Dreyer. What do you think about that?
Well, they want to create this market. I think it's, they say we're gonna tax.
Right.
They didn't make tobacco illegal. That was the problem. The problem was, they said, we don't want people, tobacco's killing people, it's a terrible blight on our culture. So instead of getting rid of it and saying, okay, from now on, nobody can legally sell or purchase or smoke cigarettes in America, or cigars in America. Instead of doing that, they decided they just tax it. So now it costs you $11 for a pack of cigarette instead of $2.20.
And, that's a lot.
And what you have is the ancillary spinoff, which is pot is for now. You can get pot anytime you want and give it to your kids. And you can give a vaping now as a gift and a nice birthday, a Christmas present for people. And that's killing people. So, what are you going to do?
There's always something out there that's going to get you. Always something that's going to do the dastardly deed. But, that's what you get with it. Now, we're getting ready to go into baseball playoffs. You got any favorites or anybody that you're looking at, Fred Dreyer, that you think good?
Well, look, it's always a qualifier. I hate to short arm my opinions, but it really does come down to whatever bullpen collapses, the other team will win.
Well, and that's true. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm watching a game the other night. I think the Dodgers and the Padres were playing, and in this game, which the Dodgers won, Jock Peterson hit a solo home run, and he hits it to he usually clowns him out to right field because he's a left-handed hitter. This one goes to left field, and he hits it, and he's angry at home plate. You look at the look on his face, and he's angry that he hit this ball to left field. And then he looks, and the ball continues to go and go and go and flies out of the ballpark. To which Oral Hershiser, former Dodger pitcher, Cleveland Indians pitcher, played on some other teams, he makes a comment. He says, there's the expression that you get from the hitters of surprise. Imagine what the pitchers are thinking with this supposedly new rejuvenated baseball. And I'm thinking this is why some pitchers have a problem giving up a home run. If they don't just get that ball placed in the right spot, that batter hits it and that ball goes flying out of the park. Even the hitters don't know they hit a home run. Jock Peterson totally was unaware that he cranked that one. And Hershiser said usually when a batter hits it and he knows he's got it, you can see it in his face. He knows he's got the home run. The expression on Peterson's face was anger that he didn't get it out of the park and it went. What do you think?
That was 34 for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. But the point is, it's the baseball has changed things around, I think, to the problems for pitchers. And that hurts some of the bullpens and stuff. If you don't have an excellent bullpen and placement and coming in and never walking a guy, you're in trouble when you get into
a
short series.
That's interesting because they had a little two-minute reel, ESPN did. They did a two-minute ESPN reel on home runs about where the ball is pitched and where it's hit. In other words, balls are up and away, and they just hit them. No matter where you hit them, no matter where the ball is placed, you hit them, they go out. Instead of if you hit a ball that's inside, you know you're going to hit a ground ball. You're going to be an out. It's going to be an out.
Right.
But they're hitting. As long as you can get the barrel of the bat on the ball, no matter where it's pitched, it goes out.
That's it. It just cranks it. If you can get it on there, you get the barrel, as you mentioned, on the ball, good night. And it can screw things up. And if you got a terrible bullpen, you can get a guy like Dylan Floro who comes in and walks a couple of people and gives up hits, and the next, you know, a 5-0 game is 5-3.
Well, this you asked me what I thought about playoffs.
Right.
And
you should move a little bit over. You're getting a little close to me here on the video. The other way. Yeah, there you go. Much You're getting a little cozy with me. I could feel
how
your warmth against. Yes, I could feel you get. Take a look. Just get away from me. Get away.
So
yes, now you can move the microphone over. You were just saying we were talking about the baseball,
right,
and Dylan Floro, and you were talking about the relief team and how they can screw everything up.
Well, look at the problems suddenly the Dodger bullpen's having from after the All-Star game.
Right.
I mean, they can't get anybody to get anybody out, hardly.
Pedro Baez is looking like an ace.
Well, they're lucky that they won 100 games the other day. So they're going to probably got 6 games left. They might win 104 games, you know, whatever, 103, whatever. But I don't think that guarantees you of anything, as we've found out before in the past.
I agree. You got to have the bullpen going into the short series. And I don't know. How do you prepare? Starting pitchers don't go a full 9 innings anymore. You're lucky if you get 4 or 5 innings from the guys. So how many pitchers do you have to carry? They were talking the other night, again, on another game. I heard the announcers talking like, hey, what if you could carry a pitcher that could also play the outfield or the infield? Would you carry more pitchers because that player could then play an infield position? What would you do, Fred Dreyer?
It all depends on who the individual is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's a fine idea. I mean, wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody could pitch?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to worry about anything. But they can't.
That's why
they're giving them $30 million to win 14 games.
But yet they've had some position players going on the mound and pitching when a game is out of touch or whatever. And some of those position players are throwing a pretty mean couple of balls up there, I'll tell you.
Well, you know, now we can start getting into the real discussion, and that is all of your opinions now that the season is over, ostensibly you got 5 games left, 4-6 games. Now they're going to get ready for the playoffs, and then you're now going to start having conversations like you've never had them before. It's still going to be, oh, let's talk about the bullpens now. Well, we talked about the bullpens for 162 games, and suddenly because we're in the playoffs, now it's a different conversation that we're going to have. It's going to be the same thing. If locally here, if Kenley Jansen throws the ball over the plate, they're going to lose the series. They're going to lose whatever series they're playing, whether it's the first, not the wild card, but the winner of the wild card, which is the LDS, and if they get into the World Series, they start. Let me tell you something. If they start throwing baseballs over the plate to Houston or the Yankees, this is going to be a.
It's for any team.
It's going to be. Well, that's true.
Houston, but the Yankees are looking good.
But those guys can hit baseballs no matter.
They can
be upside down, yeah. Standing on their hands,
yeah.
Swinging with their feet, and they could hit.
The Dodgers can too. Most of the teams. Atlanta's hot. They've been good. The Cardinals have been red hot. I mean, come on. There's some hot teams going. The teams that are the wild card. They're really hot because they had to keep playing in there. So this is going to be a very interesting round of playoffs, I think, this year.
Yeah, it's going to be. Anything. It's going to be, and the local guys are not hot. Last year they were hot, so maybe the outcome's different. Maybe they need to play a series that's going to challenge them to wake them up, and they start hitting baseballs and start paying attention.
We broadcast from Hollywood, so Fred calls the Dodgers the local guys. I disagree with you. I think the Dodgers are hot. I think they've been playing very good baseball. It just depends on how the pitching staff holds out for any of these teams as they move forward. But the Dodgers have been cranking the ball. They got some players that have really been cranking it up.
Yes, they are.
They're hotter. I think they're hotter this year than they have been in the last 2 years going into the playoffs.
Well,
that's
my
thought.
We'll see, won't we?
We will see. Hello, CRN listeners. I'm Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. You can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, normally $89.99, but with the promo code WINNER, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50% off, including the body pillow for only $29.99. Enter promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for these great specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Don't forget, we do this show for you live Wednesdays, 4 o'clock Pacific Time, 7 Eastern. Show plays throughout the week. It's on the weekend. You hear it on SiriusXM Channel 211, Sports Byline, 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday, 6 a.m. Pacific on Sunday. That's 9 a.m. on Sunday. And a reminder, we're doing a lot of things on Facebook Live, on YouTube, all your social media things.
Multi-platform.
There. Twitch, everything. So we want to say hi to some people. Beverly is tuned in out there. Zach, Lisa, Pamela, Ingrid, we're talking to. Amy, Bernice, Bruce, everybody available there. Thanks so much for joining us here. And take your phone. And for God's sakes, listen to us on your smartphone wherever you go. You dial this number, #250, #250, hit send, wait for the call to be answered. When the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keyword? You say CRN Talk, Charlie Robert Nancy, Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com, and it will download our app right to your smartphone. You can listen to this show anytime it's played.
That's a great idea.
All the time.
You know something? What's interesting about that?
What is interesting?
I told Mark Levin this very thing. I said, the Republican Party, as dumb and as stupid as they are, what they should do is they should get an app for the Constitution of the United States and let people download it onto their phone. So when they're anywhere, they're sleeping, they're passed out someplace, they can hit the button and get all the information
exactly
about the history of this country.
Exactly. Now, move it just a little bit. That's good. You were starting to lean into me again. I started feeling some of the warmth.
Well, I mean, you know.
The video shot, you got to tune on to the video. Go to Facebook Live, go to Roku, just check it all out. We got some things happening here. Now, this Antonio Brown thing. What do you think's going on here with this deal, Fred Dreyer? This is
look. I told a friend of mine last night.
This is something else.
The night before last.
Yeah.
He asked me, what about Antonio Brown? Gee, he's just too good of a ball player. I said, you better start shoveling dirt on him, because in about another week, no one will care about where the body's buried.
People are staying
nobody
away from this
cares.
Guy.
Nobody cares.
Radio's got rid of him. They get signed with a reprieve with the Patriots, and then all these allegations come through. And now Antonio Brown is saying he'll no longer play in the NFL anymore. He's been tweeting. He said he took shots at the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
He's trying to get money from Kraft.
Yeah.
And what does he do?
Played a week.
Jeez.
His former teammate Ben Roethlisberger, he's taking shots at him. Anyway, last team Antonio Brown played for just a week or so ago was the Patriots, and he went and he started doing tweets talking about his displeasure with the release from the Patriots, the sexual assault allegations. He was released by the Oakland Raiders and the Patriots within 2 weeks of each other.
You don't need to go much further than that to realize he's a dud, and you don't want the guy.
Here's the thing. That you played football, Fred Dreyer, for your illustrious career with the Giants and with the Rams primarily, and a bad seed on the team, some guy that's got an attitude problem, or in this case has got some serious problems that have been charged against him, can bring a whole team down, can't they?
Well, if you let it, I mean, yeah. That's why you have to have a veteran team that just tells a guy to pump sand and get the hell out of my way and then go to the equipment manager and tell him, hey, I want you to move this guy's locker. See that empty trash can down there? Put his locker down there. I don't want him anywhere near me. And once the team, once the organization, if they're good, if Carol Rosenblum were here and we walked up to him and said, you see this guy over here? I don't want anything to do with this guy. And if more than one person said it, they would take heed. And believe me,
wow.
This league has to have leadership. And if it doesn't, guys like that will get a voice, and he'll destroy your
team. You got a voice easier now than when you played because there's Twitter, Facebook, everything else.
Look what he did.
He's on Twitter. He starts criticizing NFL owners. He says, quoting now, these owners can cancel deals, do whatever they want at any time.
Yeah.
We will see if the NFLPA will hold them accountable. Sad they can just void guarantees anytime. So the Raiders apparently voided Antonio Brown's guarantees of $29.25 million by fining him for conduct detrimental to the team after he missed practices and got into a heated exchange with the general manager there, Mike Maycock. The Patriots also holding back the $9 million signing bonus he was going to be paid.
That's right.
And Brown's agent told the ESPN on Saturday he had spoken with a few teams that are interested in Brown, but they wanted more insight into his legal standing and outlook with the NFL. And the Patriots, they say now, they came out saying Antonio Brown's $5 million pro football talk before they say the Patriots released him because of those sexual assault lawsuit and allegations from a second accuser that happened since he's been was with the Patriots, and the Patriots to pay Brown $5 million of his $9 million signing bonus with the rest due on January 15th. We don't know what's going to be happening with that right now. They're going to see,
and we
gonna,
do
it's going to happen.
This is the last
Patriots
time
have
I'll
not
be
paid the
it.
Money yet. They haven't, and yeah. they
and
probably
not
won't.
Going to, and
exactly.
they're not going to, and those people there have standards, and they're just going to tell the guy hit the road, and we don't want to have anything to do with you. He've already said that. I do believe there's a thing right here. Justin Hosselton wrote in on an email and said, I think we're seeing signs of CTE with Antonio Brown.
Ooh, that's a good one. What do you think about that?
And he says, thoughts. And here it is right here. This is a very good.
So what do you think on that?
I think it's very possible the guy could have a bad brain.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's what happens with CTE.
But, you know, this is a guy that has a terrific amount of talent. And guess what? So did Colin Kaepernick. And so did a lot of guys who just decided to throw a tantrum, make it about them. They felt indemnified. I got a guaranteed contract. Can't take money. I got $35 million, and I'm driving a Lamborghini, and I've got women all over me, and I'll show up if I can make the game. You know, and what happens? The owner, a good owner, comes down and says, guess what? You're fired, and tell your agent to call me because you're going to have to get a loan from him because you're not getting any of the money that we promised you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's kind of where it's at.
Enough.
And it's happening in baseball, too. Make some trades, get a guy that goes on your team. You found out there's sexual allegations against him. He ends up in jail. You've given away your top prospect for a player you can't even use.
Oh, Vasquez, the pitcher.
Yeah, from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he's another one.
We'll be back.
We are the Debt Destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a Debt Destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
How do you do?
All-pro defensive end, the acting legend, all-around good guy. Where did I place? Oh, I got some more of our great fan mail that we get in emails. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com is the email address. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and definitely email him, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We have a Justin here said, I love the show Hunter. What everybody always asks is, what's your favorite episode? I'm sure you've been asked that question a lot. Yes, he has, Justin, but it would be interesting to know. Do you have a favorite episode, Fred?
I did, but...
You forgot it, huh?
But I don't know. I mean, I had a lot of... I answered this way.
Yeah.
There's episodes that you did where they weren't necessarily great shows in terms of the script. You know, you did 160 of them.
Right.
And so, but there were things in the show that I did as an actor I learned from and I got better doing. So the shows that we did in the first 2 or 3 years, we did 7 years, the first 2 to 3 years, I made huge gains in my acting craft. So I'm partial to some of those shows more so than I am to the later ones that maybe might be
great episodes,
you know, fun, yeah, exciting episodes.
But you had developed your craft more later in the show.
Yeah.
So those ones stick out.
The second and third show I made huge strides in. Yeah. It's like playing football, you know, my second and third year. And then suddenly I went to the Rams and I got on a good organization with a good coach and a good system and I exploded. And that's what happened.
And then we put Fred back together.
Yes,
that's true.
Yes.
Now, you want to, if you want to go ahead and email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Again, that's Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. He'll get the emails. We'll read them here on the show. We do the show every week at this time. Don't forget to download our cell phone app, dial #250. When the call is answered, say CRN Talk and listen to us on the phone.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
It's O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts, where you can earn bonus points on more than 250 offers. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today or browse through our offers at O'ReillyAuto.com, where you can earn double points shopping online. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
At Aaron's, we believe good people are all around us. In fact, you hear it on the news all the time.
People formed a human chain to rescue a man during the storm.
That's why Aaron's approves good people other stores won't.
Your credit isn't the best? That's fine. Need more time to pay? Let's work it out. Want hundreds of options from top brands? Just lease with Aaron's. We even deliver to you for free. Because good people always deserve better. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable.
Dell Semi-Annual Sale is officially on. You now have the rare chance to get the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors at 17% off, a discount usually reserved just for Dell employees. Shop a wide selection of leading-edge Dell and Alienware monitors and more, all with free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/semi-annual sale to enjoy huge, limited-time employee savings. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. It's truly Michael Horn, the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How you guys doing out there? Hope everything's good. We're getting ready for the baseball playoffs. We got a couple of things here, a little blurbs of sports here we want to talk about.
Talk
but first of all, we've got a couple of, you know, we got great fans, and they always do a great job, and they take the time out to send us notes.
Emails, notes, letters, everything.
And they're just great. You know, I really...
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com is the email address. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Yeah, and Ray Foote writes in, Fred and Mike, great show.
Thank you, Ray.
Fred, did you ever have a mentor on the Giants as a rookie? Jim Catcavage or Jim Files? Well, Jim Files was after me. He was drafted the next year, 70, I think he was. Right. But Jim Catcavage was there for a while, 10 years, and I got there, and he became the defensive line coach. And he was on his way out. He retired. But he was a terrific guy. I lived in Philadelphia, and he rode the train and every morning with a lunchbox under his arm.
Is that the way you say it? Philadelphia.
He was just the best, and he was a great character. He had a crew cut, a flat top, and used pomade. And he was the best.
He's a good guy, huh?
Yep, the best.
Now, football news here for you. Cam Newton is out, they say, indefinitely with a foot injury. What do you think about that?
Well, he's got a problem there.
Panthers have a problem there with quarterback there, Cam Newton. This is something. Apparently, Kyle Allen, who we saw, started as quarterback last Sunday against the Cardinals in that game. But Newton, they say, is dealing with a Lisfranc injury, which is a foot-related problem that causes the ligaments in the midfoot to break and make the joints unstable. That sounds serious to me.
Ugh. Yeah, I've heard of it before. It's kind of, you know, I don't say rare, but these guys, you know, we're going into the fourth game of the season. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah,
we've got injuries
this week?
Here, yeah. And everybody's hurt. Like this is the 14th game of the year.
Yep.
I mean, it's just amazing to me that everybody is so fragile, and there so many people are out of shape.
Why?
Because they know they don't have to practice when they show up at training camp. That's one of the main things. And they are defiant about it. But
didn't you say that if you didn't have to play some of the playoff, the preseason games, it would have extended you and a lot of players' careers? And you're saying now that the practices are a little easier going than they used to be back when you guys played. You guys had to show up, and you were practicing all day long, and then you had to play.
Well, I played 78 preseason games that didn't count. 78
of them.
That's 13 times, six? Every year, and I didn't want to play in them, but I knew I had to practice, and I knew I had to have the experience of going out and playing and getting myself in contact shape, and you know you just don't show up and say I can jump over that hedge, and expect to do it like you used to do it,
right?
And so. So you wind up finding out that, you do need contact before you go into the regular season. And I watch these games. And I keep saying this. I watch these games. If I were to watch a football game with anybody, I would just simply, I'd say, look at the body language.
Right.
Look at the pursuit angles that the linemen take. Look at how they come up and break down.
Right.
Look where their head's placed when they go to engage the ball carrier. There's all kinds of interesting things here that are clues and giveaways that your thinking is lazy. You're lazy thinking. And if this year continues to unfold like this, you're going to have not only an inordinate amount of injuries by the time the playoffs come around, you're going to have some people who aren't going to be around for playoffs.
Got to last the whole season as you go through. Now, the Patriots, as we mentioned, reportedly, they're signing a new quarterback here. They're signing, according to ESPN, they're signing Cody Kessler, who's played for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and he's played for the Eagles and the Cleveland Browns. And he's 26. He's going to join Tom Brady and Jarrett Stidham, and they're going to be drafted by the Browns in the third round of the 2016 draft. And he spent the last year's season as a Jaguars backup quarterback. So they're kind of stocking up a little bit in case there's a problem. What do you think?
Well, they better, because nothing's guaranteed. Certainly if Brady goes down, there's going to be a huge gasp.
Big gasp.
And then they're going to have to find someone, Tom Brady, Jarrett Stidham, I guess, is a pretty good fill-in. And
yeah.
Cody Kessler's got some experience. You know, one of the greatest jobs in the National Football League is to be about a 10-year veteran and be a backup quarterback to a great quarterback. You make about $5 million for doing nothing.
I think I'll apply.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Welcome back here to the lounge, the sports loungers, truly Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So we get emails from time to time. We tell you about that. Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. It's freddreyer@crntalk.com. Got a email for the show this week from David and Kathy Adams, basically asking you if Colin Kaepernick is worth the risk for any owner to take. Here's the background. David and Kathy, they say, I was a big Kaepernick fan when he played the Super Bowl. I thought he had a bright future, though he protests. Then he protests, walks away from a $1 million contract from San Francisco, the city that embraces anti-establishment. The 49ers invested heavily into this guy. Then he turns down Elway's big multi-million-dollar offer. Is he a flight risk? Would he bail on any team, or should owners simply develop players that actually want to play football? Boomer Esiason made me realize that if Kaepernick wanted to play football in the first place, he would have honored the 49ers contract or accepted Elway's offer. Now, there is a point that no one has shouted out back at Kaepernick.
Well, look, intelligence, common sense, and reason, is critical in life, no matter what you're doing. And if he has to have somebody tell him, hey, you know what, you should probably behave yourself, show up, be a good citizen, be a leader, which reminds me, the reason Colin Kaepernick, in my opinion, is not in the league right now is because Everybody knows he's no leader. That position, the quarterback position, is a position of leadership. They're looking for anybody that can give the semblance of taking a team for 10 years and marching with it,
right,
and really making it work. And if Colin Kaepernick could do that, he would be getting opportunities right now. But he doesn't, because why? He's not a leader. He's got a bad brain. He doesn't do the things, say the things. He doesn't put himself above all these issues. He doesn't go into the locker room and say to his teammates, stay off of social media. Let's get our nose to the grindstone and let's go out and play and practice and get ready to play the Raiders or whoever it is they're playing, and go out and play a great game and talk to the press and behave like a businessman with the football uniform on.
Yeah, David, thank you. David said cap is a multi-million dollar risk owners aren't willing to take, except maybe on a practice squad. Could be true.
No, they don't want him. They don't want him anywhere near the team. Why? For the same reason we just talked about Antonio Brown. No leadership. He'll undermine everything that you're doing. He'll hurt the team. And believe me, ask a coach who's fighting for his existence if he wants these types of people on his team.
He'll tell you absolutely not. Troy wrote, said, honestly, I've forgotten that you played for the Giants prior to playing for the Rams.
So did I.
How was that experience compared to playing for the Rams? You started your career with the New York Giants, for gosh sakes.
Yes, I did. And I left there after 3 years. I got a real good look at the dysfunction of the organization. Believe me, that's a sport, like any sport. You put a lot of time and energy into working hard and going out and getting your brains beat in to win six games and lose eight.
Wow.
And that's what we did for a couple of years. It wasn't worth it. I devised a plan to get myself out of there. And believe me, to maneuver yourself away from, the option clause in pro football in the 60s and the 70s, give myself a lot of credit for doing it.
Good. So what year was that you signed with them, and when did you start?
69
playing?
To 71 with the Giants, and I loved the city. I made a lot of great friends there to this day.
You weren't in the Meadowlands. That was the old Yankee Stadium.
No, it was in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And then
that would be fun playing in Yankee Stadium.
Well, it was great playing there. It was you felt special, especially when other teams came in, and you could see that they were in awe of that building. It was just a fantastic structure. You know, you'd see them come up out of the third base dugout, and it was like a cathedral. It really was.
And was the great there that Mickey Mantle?
Yes.
Even for the football games, could you?
Yeah, but they were. But that was like around the 40-yard line, 35-yard line, on the other side, the visitor side of the field, and it was underneath the bleachers. Because the outfield was so big, they moved the field closer over to the third base side of the stadium, and nobody playing football. I mean, can you imagine running out there in the outfield and stepping in a hole like that?
And then they never fixed it.
And
right?
They never fixed it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What's it like playing in a baseball stadium as compared to a stadium designed officially for football? Is there a difference in your thought process?
First of all, the dirt, the ground is harder.
Because of the infield.
You wind up playing on the infield, and you wind up, you play on the field. It's not a baseball field, and it's not a flat field. It kind of starts to fade away and drop down a little bit as it dies out into center field.
Yeah. All right, that's the thoughts of Fred Dreyer. And Fran Tarkington was on that team, right?
Yes, yeah. We had a lot of good players out there.
Good stuff there, but they weren't generating anything, so you decided to move along.
Well, you have to make a decision real quick, otherwise your career's over.
Yeah, and you had a great career with the Rams, by the way. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with more. Fred Dreyer here in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for joining us on CRN Sports Byline and Sirius XM Channel 211.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And we'll get a chance to do another email if we can here to Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Send your emails, Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. Fred, Hosina says, I live in Australia. Loved your Hunter series. You are a great actor. And are you still making movies? Well, yes, he is.
Well, I'm not. Thank you very much for the compliment.
You are. You made Bumblebee.
Well, you know,
Bumblebee was a big theatrical.
I have a role in these types of movies. That's one thing.
But yeah, I'm not
doing as much work as I used to. Times change, people's tastes change, and I'm doing the best I can possibly with whatever I got left. So yeah. I'm having a good time doing it.
Yep. The Bears, they had this Justice Committee made a statement regarding their 1936 throwback jerseys, and we only got about a minute here to talk about this story, but it was worn in the 1936 season during the Bears' 100 celebration in June. A lot of excitement. They wanted to see these jerseys, but now they're saying they had no black players on the team at that time, so they wanted to get rid of the jerseys, Fred.
Oh, God. Do we have to revise history every time, you know, we want to play a football game or a baseball game or something?
I guess so.
Look, first of all, that's a private organization. There's 32 club members. They own football teams, and they've got they do business with distribution of radio, TV, and all the airwaves and all the portals and everything else. And they hire people. They sign them to contracts. And however they interact between them is their business. And I don't care about that stuff.
And we'll leave it at that. And we'll remind you here, because we don't have a lot of time to get into that, that you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Download our cell phone app. Dial #250, #250 when the call is answered on your
phone. Absolutely.
Say CRN Talk, and the app will be loaded to your phone. You can listen to Fred anytime, anywhere. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for listening. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
We'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.